It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined us today. I'm talking today from Psalm 37, a great psalm of David. And David says, "Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land, and enjoy safe pasture." And then David says this in verse 4, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." It's so easy sometimes as Christians for us to see people of the world, people that don't go to church, people that don't know the Lord, and they seem to prosper and they seem to be doing so good, and it's easy to become envious of them at times. But David tells us, don't do that. Don't fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. You need to delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. This is a beautiful psalm because it's written in acrostic poetry form, where each sentence will begin with the next successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The first thing David tells us is to not fret. When I first began reading this, I read this word and I'm like, fret is not a word we use every day. So I looked it up and it means to be vexed or troubled, to worry, to be worn or eaten away, to become corroded, to move agitatedly, or to gnaw with the teeth in the manner of a rodent. Boy, does that give you a picture of what it's like when you fret and worry. You literally are like gnawing the teeth in the manner of a rodent, worrying about something. And God says, you just need to commit your way to the Lord and trust in him. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he's going to provide everything you've ever needed. So God is speaking here about worry, but it's not the kind of worry we face because the kids aren't home by 9, but it's the state of mind that is really detrimental to our health. To let the attitudes and actions of others begin to control you to where it's wearing you down. He gives us a vivid picture here of gnawing with the teeth in the manner of a rodent when something gnaws at you and it makes you move agitatedly, to be worn or eaten away. Perhaps you are thinking today, Keith, it's easy to say that, but how do I become unfretted? How do I lay aside that worry that's consuming my life and causing me to have anxiety? Well, it begins with a decision, friend, to cast your cares on the Lord. The Bible says for us to cast our cares on him because he cares for us. To give our life and what's going on around us to God. Things we can't change, we give them to God, and then he will work it out for his good. There are a lot of evil people in this world, and if you allow them to, they can cause you to fret. You can begin worrying until the point that it eats away at you. God said here in verse 2, "For like the grass, they'll soon wither, and like green plants, they will soon die away." Friend, it's important for us to keep in mind that God is in control. And don't ever think that the world is people, evil people, are just getting away with this, because they're not. They may fool some, but they don't fool God, for his eye is constantly upon us. Sometimes we get upset because of the injustices of life. Why do the righteous struggle and it seems like the wicked are soaring through life? I love the prophet Habakkuk. It's a tiny little prophetic book and towards the end of the Old Testament. I want you to listen to what the prophet Habakkuk says in chapter 1 and verse 2. He says, "How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save?" As I've seen some of the violent protests break out across our nation at times, I've thought about Habakkuk and how he gave this plea to the Lord, saying, "Lord, how long are you going to put up with this?" He goes on in verse 3, he said, "Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me, and there is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore," now I've always taught you, when you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for. It means God is getting ready to make a heavy statement, and you don't want to miss it. He says, therefore, the law is paralyzed, and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous, so that justice is perverted. You see, I can relate to this because, I mean, sometimes in our legal system, it seems like the deck is stacked against us and it's like the law is paralyzed. The prophet Habakkuk saw what was going on in his day and he complained to God. Now, I want you to look at God's response to the prophet. This is what the Lord gave in verse 5 as an answer. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed. For I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. See, God tells the prophet here, you can't always take the inactivity of God to mean that God has let something slip by, or that he doesn't care, or he doesn't know what's going on. Remember Mary and Martha when their brother Lazarus died? Jesus showed up for the funeral 4 days late. And they said, Lord, if you had only been here, our brother would not have died. But Jesus had a plan, and he was going to take away their pain. He said, your brother will live again. In other words, it's not over until God says it's over. In Habakkuk's case, God was raising up the Babylonians to teach Israel a lesson. And yet the prophet could not understand this. How could this possibly fit into God's plan? You don't always have to understand what God is doing, friend. You don't even have to like what God is doing. But you do have to accept what God is doing. Now look back at our text again in Psalm 37. He said this in verse 3. He gives us some great advice on what we should be doing while God is busy taking care of his business. He said, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Wow. First, he tells us, trust in the Lord. God doesn't make mistakes. I can remember graduating from high school. I was very confused on what I should do. I made good grades and thought about going to college. And at the same time, my music career was taking off and my songs were being recorded. And I didn't know whether I should go on the road, go to school, what I should do. And someone gave me this word of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and the Lord will direct your paths. And you know, friend, that gave me a peace that day that I could trust in God. I could allow him to speak to me to make the decisions that I needed to make. David first said, trust in the Lord. And then he goes on and says, and do good. You see, use all the effort that we were using to fret and worry, and now just use it to do some good. So many times we spend so much of our life complaining. It's so easy to talk about what we don't like and what we would like to see changed, when all the time we could be just doing something good and waiting on God to do what he's going to do. And then he said, dwell in the land. What does that mean? I believe God is saying, get on with life. I know you don't like the way the present circumstances are. I know you can't see what I'm up to doing, but God says, you just need to dwell in the land. You need to be busy doing what I've called you to do. I believe life is all about purpose and destiny. I believe God gives each of us a purpose and a destiny and something he wants to fulfill in our life. When we're busy fretting, you know what it does? It pulls us away from our purpose. It pulls us away from our destiny. So God said, trust me. Trust me in this, and you just do good. Do what I've called you to do. Thirdly, dwell in the land. And I love the last part. Enjoy safe pasture. Just enjoy that God has all the bases covered, even when we don't. My friend, I really had to take this passage in during the COVID-19 pandemic. I really had to take this to heart, that God says all we had to do was trust him. All we had to do was do what we're called to do, dwell in the land, and then God was going to give us safe pasture. I love the advice David gives us here. Trust in the Lord, do good, dwell in the land, and enjoy safe pasture. And then we come to that famous verse that we've heard quoted for so many years, verse 4, Psalm 37, 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. We commonly think of that verse meaning God will work like a genie for us, that as long as we're trusting in him and delighting ourselves in him, he's going to give us whatever we want, the desires of our heart. But I look at it a little differently. I believe there's a qualification here that God is saying. I believe it's not so much that God's going to give me what I want, but that my desires in my heart will come from him. In other words, he is going to give me the desires of my heart. God will put in me to begin to desire good things. Now, I know it works both ways. There's times when I've had God bless me with so many incredible blessings that I could have never imagined it. But I want you to know today, friend, as you examine the context of this verse, God is talking about blessing the righteous and meeting their every need in spite of all the evil that's out there. Trust in the Lord, dwell in the land, enjoy safe pasture. There are times I know God has blessed me financially beyond anything I ever deserved. There is physical and financial blessing that does come from honoring God. But I believe also he wants to change our hearts. He wants to make us more like Christ. And then verses 5 and 6, I didn't read these yet, but let me read verses 5 and 6. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Now, committing your way to the Lord is not always easy. This means God wants me to ask him what he wants for my future. Commit my purpose and my plans and my will, hand it over to him and let him give me direction as to what he wants for my life. You know, I was a police chaplain for years, and one of the things I did was when someone was suicidal or homicidal, I would sign a form that was called a five form that was a commitment form. And once I committed you, if you were having problems, you would be put away for a few days until you went in front of a judge, and then you could explain your situation, and I would have to be there to explain why I committed you. I believe God wants you and I to be committed. I believe he wants us to take our ways, our will, our future plans, hand them over to him, and commit them to him. That means my life is now his. Trust him, and he will do this. If I'm not being blessed by God, I need to first stop and examine myself and say, have I committed my way to God? Have I given everything to him? Because the last verse said, he will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. So many times, friends, we complain because our prayers are not being answered. We complain because we're going through hard times or we're dealing with difficult moments. The whole time, what God wants us to do is to commit our way to him, to trust him and say, God, I know you have my best interest at heart. I know you're going to see me through this. And then he will make our righteousness shine like the dawn and the justice of our cause like the noonday sun. I believe it's no accident that you tuned in to Fresh Oil today. I believe God brought us together for a reason and for our purpose. If you're struggling today with what's going on and some trials that you're facing or going through, I believe God wants you just to not fret, to give up worrying and just hand it over to God, and he will see you through, friend. I'm Keith Manley, and it's been such a pleasure to share with you today. You walk in grace, and remember, God loves you unconditionally. He really does.
Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.